with Hashem's help, I'd like to try to finish the second parak tonight. And we're up to a very, very interesting medrash, right over here on the page. Uva medrash shal turnus rufus harasha. Hope everyone had a good day. Hope everyone's feeling good. Baruch Hashem, beautiful weather today. Hope you enjoyed it. So the medrash says that turnus rufus harasha asked Rabbi Akiva the following question. Is a ma'asim na'im? Very controversial question. Whose actions are greater, or maybe greater is not the right word, more beautiful? Na'im. Eza ma'isim na'im, whose actions are more beautiful? Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shal basar v'dam. Does Hashem make more beautiful things, or do we as human beings make nicer things? Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva responded, shal basar v'dam. Believe it or not, we make nicer things than Hashem. Amar lo, turnus rufas harasha. Really? The wicked turnus rufas asked, Re'isa Hashemayim v'aretz. Really, did a human ever create a world the way that Hashem created the heaven and the earth? So Rabbi Akiva says back, then that's not a fair comparison. Turnus Rufus says, Yochel Adam Lasos Kayotze Bam. Was a human being ever able to create a world? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Lo Tomar Li B'davar Shula Malam and Abrios. Let's not ask from things that are beyond man's ability. That's not fair. Shein Sholtim Alav. Let's talk about things that, so to speak, Hashem is involved with and we're involved with. Something that we can touch, that we can mold, that we can shape, that we can be creative with, and that Hashem is also involved with. Don't ask about the heavens. Obviously, Hashem makes much more beautiful worlds above and beyond than anything we could ever create. But within what's within our reach, so to speak, who does a nicer job? And Rabbi Akiva says, in that domain, I think we can do a better job. We can do a more perfect job. Amar lo, so Turnus Rufus says, okay, let's ask a question. Lama atem molim? Right? Why are you circumcised? Amar lo, ani hayisi yodea shal davar ze ata shualani. He said, I knew that's what you were asking about. I knew that's what you were curious about. This unusual practice, which is sometimes, you know, Jews are criticized for having this barbaric practice of circumcising their children, of mutilating the body. I knew that's what you were after, says Rabbi Akiva. So that's why I responded to you the way that I responded, that yes, human beings have the ability to make the body more beautiful. It's not a mutilation, God forbid, of the body. It's a beautification of the body. And Rabbi Akiva says, and I'll prove it to you that we make things more beautiful, more wholesome, and more perfect than Hashem. Havilo Rabbi Akiva shvalim v'gluskos. Rabbi Akiva brought out stalks of grain and loaves of bread. Nu, what do you enjoy more? A nice fresh loaf of bread or a stalk of grain? Obviously, the loaf of bread is much more enjoyable. It's much more usable, much more complete, much more perfect. So Amar lo Turnus Rufus Harashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu roitze b'mila lama eno yotze havlad mal b'mei imo. So Turnus Rufus said, okay, but if God is God and man is so limited, so if Hashem desires bris milah, if Hashem desires not to have a foreskin, so why is a child not born in this world already mahol? Lameinu yotze havlad mahol mimei imo. Why doesn't the child come into this world already circumcised? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, I'll ask back to you. V'lama tiburo yotze imo v'hu tole b'bitno. I'll ask you further. If everything Hashem does is in its finished state, so then why does a child come to this world with an umbilical cord that needs to be severed by the mother? V'imo chotcha, the mother needs to cut it. So they're going back and forth, this philosophical chess match between Rabbi Akiva and Turnus Rufus Harasha. Umasha to Omer, lama inu yotze mol. So you see, again, many examples. Hashem makes grains and we turn it into bread. Hashem makes a child born with an umbilical cord and it's the mother's job to sever that cord. And a human body is born with arla and it's our job to remove the arla. So that what you asked me, why does Hashem make it that way? I'll tell you why. Shalo nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha-mitzvos el litzarif ha-adam behem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvos as a way of refining ourselves. Lakach amar David, that's why David HaMelech said, Imras Eloka Tzerufa. The commands of Hashem, the words of Hashem, are refining. Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to us through the Torah and gives us jobs as a way of perfecting ourselves. Okay, obviously it begs the question, did Hashem make something more imperfect and we have the ability to make it perfect? That's obviously, on a certain simple level, that's troublesome, right? How could we do a better job than God? But we'll get to that. Ubi or Zeh, Kiturnus Rufus Haya Savar Ki Maisa Ha'adam Pachusim and Maisa HaTeva. As we were learning last time, we were learning about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Teva. And we spoke about how we have an Neshama, a higher level soul, that allows us to be Lamalim in a Teva. But says the Maharal, this conversation between Turnus Rufus Rosh and Rabbi Akiva is very much connected to that possibility of, can man surpass Hashem? Can man's actions be bigger than Teva? After all, by definition, Teva is a creation of God. What man does is a creation of man. So seemingly, Turnus Rufus HaRasha is correct. Hashem made Teva. You decided to mess around with Teva, to alter Teva, to manipulate Teva. Mistama, it's a reasonable opening move, so to speak, to say that Teva, which was created by God, should be more perfect than whatever man is going to do. So says Turnus Rufus HaRasha again. The assumption is that Maisa Adam Pechusim and Maisa Teva. That the assumption is that the actions of man are going to be less than Teva itself. Why? Because Teva itself is a God, is an invention of God. It's the work of Hashem. Hashem made Teva. Hashem made the natural order. So it's seemingly a mistake. It's better to leave the body alone. Right? Whatever man is going to do to try to fix up the body, it's going to lessen the body as opposed to the natural way that God himself made it. Again, it's a reasonable svara. The Heshiv law, Rabbi Akiva tried to explain to him that's not how it works. She'ena davar kach. Ki maisa ha'adam. Now listen carefully. Ki maisa ha'adam b'mashu pol ha'adam shuhu bal seichel yoser b'madrega min ha'teva shukoach chomri bilvad. Continuing on the top of page Sa'adivav. Says Rabbi Akiva to turn us through for Sarasha. It's true, on the one hand, it's a good svar what you're saying. Teva is the work of God, and the work of man, by definition, should be less. But you're making a mistake. Because man is also made up of what? Of a godly dimension. And that's what we've been learning about. We're not animals. And we're not just Teva, we're not just a rock. We've been given a divine soul. We've been given a neshama, a nefesh, a locus, as we mentioned last time. The Rav Futner says in the Pachad Yitzchak that whenever you see the word seichel, which we would translate as intellect, in the language of the Maharal, it means nefesh alokis, it means the divine soul. So Rabbi Akiva responds, yes, it's true. On the one hand, you would think Teva is the work of God, and the work of man by definition is less, but man himself is imbued, is endowed with a seichel, with a divine soul. And that divine soul is certainly what? Is certainly yoser, is certainly greater than Teva itself, because Teva is a physical reality. It doesn't have a divine soul. And we do. Ukemo shehochiach, and Rabbi Akiva proves his point. Minachitim shu pal ateva. He proves his point from those stalks of wheat. V'hu chaser ad sheyushlam al yidei adam asichli. You can't do all that much with the stalk of wheat, with the raw grains. But when we use our mind, which again is the most simple expression of our divine soul, being able to be creative, being able to take grain and to crush it up and to turn it into flour and to add water and to knead it and to bake it into bread. From here we see that the actions that we do using our divine soul, in fact, allow us to be greater than Teva. Okay? But again, we need to go through this very carefully. The host of Od Lishol, Saturnus Rufus, Harasha asked further, I don't understand. Imkain, lama einatino gyotze maol. So if it's true that Hashem, okay, let's assume you're correct, that Mila is greater than Arla. But I have a question now. And the Maharal explains it so beautifully. Let's say it outside and then we'll read it inside. A stalk of grain is a good thing. A loaf of bread is a better thing. Okay. So Hashem created Alpiteva something good, and he gave us a divine soul to make it great. Okay, we turn good to great. But says Turnus Rufus HaRasha, but hold on a second. Arla is bad. Mila is good. So that I don't understand. How does that work? How does God create something that's bad? You want to tell me Hashem created something where he left room, kivyachol, to partner with us, to complete, to make more perfect? I understand. But how does Hashem create something that by definition is a failure? Arla is a failure. It's meant to be destroyed. It's meant to be removed. So Tunis Rufus Arashi asked the question, Im kein lo meinatino gyotze mo. How does Hashem allow for something to be negative? If Arla is not desirable at all, so how does that exist? Explains the Maharal, Ki adayin chashav, Turnasufas Rasha still thought, Afki pala adam hu yosu ramayla, even if you want to claim that man has the ability to improve things, to make things that much more perfect, mashu pala adam bal seicha, by using his divine soul, mikol makom ein lomar shapal hateva hu b'chisaron. Is it reasonable to say that what God created is lacking, is broken, is negative? Right? Hashem doesn't do bad. And therefore, if Hashem does desire Mila, and here's the key words, Va'arla hu ra, and Arla is not just imperfect, but it's bad. So then the question is, Im kein lama lo hishtam Hashem yisbarach hasateva? V'yotza atinuk mimei isha mal. So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that the baby was born without this negativity? How does God create something negative? And again, we can't answer this question through the comparison to the grains. Because even though, as we explained, the loaf of bread might be nicer than the grain, but the stalks of grain themselves are also very good. But the fresh loaf of bread, we enjoy that much more. But how do we explain the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Arla? And to this Rabbi Kiva responded, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu by design made a world that has what? That has things that need to be removed. Things that are imperfect in a way that it's that not only can it be made better, but until man does his part, the thing is broken. Arla is bad. Yes, Arla is negative, and it's our job to remove the Arla as a way of bringing the man from a state of Arla to a state of Mo, which is a state of Chaser to a state of Shalim. Right? Hashem says to Avram, circumcise yourself and be tamim, be complete. So you're saying what? God made us incomplete? Yes, Hashem b'kavana. Hashem made us incomplete. Yes, said Rabbi Akiva, the natural world is imperfect, is lacking. The same way the child, why did Hashem need an umbilical cord? Why did Hashem need so many things in the world that are imperfect, right? That it's not just a question of making them better, but they have no purpose on a certain level. So we see from here that the natural world, albeit the handiwork of Hashem, is not complete. And again, that's by design, as we'll explain. So now, there's no question, why is it that a child is born with an arla? Because that's the way Hashem designed the world. The natural world is imperfect. It does not have shleimus. Listen to this line. Because if the natural world was perfect, if Hashem made everything in a finished state, then nothing could undergo change. Because something that is shalem, something that has already achieved shleimus, can't be altered. He writes, for example, in the Netzach Yisrael, in Perek Mem Vav, Maharal writes that Mashiach is a world of shleimus. Mashiach is a world where everything has reached that level of perfection, that there's not able to be input. There's no longer able to be tikkun. There's no longer able to be fixing. Right? That's why, by the way, we have a shita. Interesting. Maharal doesn't mention this here, but it makes a lot of sense to connect it. One of the opinions of Chazal is that when Mashiach comes, loaves of bread are going to grow on trees because everything is done already. So Hashem, by design, made us in a world that's imperfect, which allows for shinoi, which allows us to change things, to transform things. Shadvar Hashem behem shleimus ain shinoi behem, because something which has shleimus cannot experience shinoi, can't experience change. Aval ain b'hashlama, but it's by design that it's imperfect, it's not complete. Beprat el adam asichli, in particular, in relation to human beings who have a divine soul, that is part of our mission. Again, let's not forget what we learned in the Maharal. Let's just, put this in the context of the Hakadama and the first parak that we learned, right? We've been learning how Torah and mitzvos is about this transformation, is about this perfection. So again, reminding ourselves what the point is here. The point is, why do we have mitzvos? Why do we have Torah? What does it do for us? And the answer is, Hashem gave us a little bit of Himself, kivyachol, that nefesh alokis, and we're supposed to use that to perfect and to partner with Hashem to perfect things, to build things. So in comparison to the Adam, who is a Baal Seichel, who has an Neshama, sheyesh lo maila al teva mitzad haSeichel, everything in the world, yes, everything in the world is imperfect. And it is our job to take good and to make it great, and to take things that, yes, even appear negative, like Arla, and to remove it and to make it positive. Says the Maharal, we go further in the Medrash. The Medrash further tells us that kol ma'isa sheyeshes mei bereishes srichem asiya acheres. There is nothing in the world that is really in its final perfected state. Everything in the world requires some type of fixing, some types of perfecting. So, for example, kagon chitim tzrichim litchon. You need to take the kernels of wheat. You need to grind them. Hacharadel tzarach lahamtik. Right, the mustard seed needs to be sweetened. Right, haturmus tzarach lahamtik. Right, turmus is some type of bean or pea. That also needs to also, whether it's something as simple as peeling the fruit, or whether it's, avoiding eating its pits, whatever it is, everything in the world, it's not 100% perfect. The mun, right, which was otherworldly, was perfect. But everything else, all food needs to be worked on, needs to be fixed up. It's not packaged perfectly ready to go. We have to work with it. But that's, again, by design, that the world is an imperfect world and our job is to perfect it. Because the world, by definition, again, is imperfect in relation to Adam, because Hashem wants Adam with his seichel to fix it. Because again, the seichel of a human being and a Jew allows him to be lamalim in ateva. And the world is by definition is called teva, is this level that we call teva, as we've been explaining. And therefore, there's nothing in the world that is perfect until it comes to perfection through Adam. It's such an amazing mission statement that everything around us, we have to be people who are looking around all the time saying, how can I fix? That's the question we have to ask ourselves when we wake up in the morning. What can I fix? How can I fix? What can I make better? Some things are mamish broken and need to be totally, fixed up. Some things are good, and Hashem gave you creative abilities to make them better. And the same way that I could take a kernel of wheat and make it into a beautiful, delicious French bread, so al achas kama v'kama, I can do things spiritually, that much more so. Right? Going back again to the Gemara in Kedushin that we learned, that if an animal can, so to speak, achieve its purpose so easily in terms of parnasa, so all the more so with a seicha aloki, it can't be that parnasa is my mission statement. It can't be making a French bread or painting a beautiful painting or writing a beautiful composition of music is the purpose of my life. Those are all part of man's ability to fix, to be metakin, to perfect. But that's not the be-all and end-all. It's obviously Torah and mitzvos. Ulakach ein ze shayla im nivra hatinok below mila. So therefore, it's not a question. Going back to the question of Tunis Rufus Arasha, so why is it that a child is born uncircumcised? Not a question at all. Shezesh Shayecha Paul Ateva Mashu Paul Chaser. The very nature of the physical world is that it's supposed to be lacking. Ve'enu b'madrega sa'ashlam el Adam Asichli. It's imperfect in comparison to Adam, who is a Baal Seichel, whose job is to fix. Ve'ilu nivra Adam b'shleimus kasher yatsum ibetan imon. If we would have been born in a somewhat perfected state, right, or a state that cannot be transformed, im kein haya adam tivi bilvad, then we'd be trapped, so to speak, on the level of teva itself. Meaning, this is how we explain it. This is how we have to explain it. Did Hashem make the world perfect or not? Answer that question. It's a hard question. It's a hard philosophical question. Is Hashem's world perfect or not? So on the one hand, we're learning, no, our job is to make it perfect. So what? So God made an imperfect world. So I keep saying Hashem made it imperfect by design. Well, what does that mean? It means Hashem's world is perfect from a teva perspective, but as we're learning, in comparison to Adam, it's chaser. Because Adam, with his seichel, is lamal min teva. So if I was born within, so to speak, the realm called teva, I would be born in the perfect world. The fact that I couldn't change anything because I wouldn't be better than the world. So we said anything you can't change means that it's in a state of shleimus. So from an animal's perspective, the world is perfect. But from a person who has a chelak alukami mal and nefesh alokis, I'm in position from an al hateva, lamalam and hateva perspective, to look at the world and to fine tune the world. And that sort of answers the question, did God make a perfect world or not? The answer is yes and no. From Teva's perspective, yes. But from man's perspective, Hashem allows us, he partners with us and gives us permission to look at his world as being imperfect. V'lakach nitna lo hamila, and therefore Mila is a great example. Why is Mila the starting point of our Avodas Hashem as an eight-day-old baby? And why on the eighth day? Ah, because through the Bris Mila, I perfect my body. I stamp myself as someone who's a partner with Hashem. We work together to perfect, and we do it biyom hashmini, ki kol hashlamas ha'adam al hateva, because the whole point of the whole way by which man is able to perfect is because he's lamal min hateva. That's what eight represents, like we learned last time. Lachein ha'mila shehi hashlamaso v'hi al hateva shekula k'neged kol haTorah. And therefore, Chazal have very strong things to say about Bris Mila. Bris Mila is this awesome, all-encompassing mitzvah. Bris is gematria 612. Because when you do that one mitzvah called bris, it's ki'ilu, you're doing the other 612 as well. Why? Because what you're saying is, you're acknowledging the fact that I am a partner with Hashem to perfect the world. I operate in a plane that's l'malam and ateva. Va'al tomar ki yechas v'shalom v'pal Hashem yizbarach dofi. And don't fall into the trap of saying, well, to accept this, that means God made an imperfect world. No. Imperfect only in relation to man who's l'malam and ateva. Ein zekach. It was all by design. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make the world imperfect in comparison to man. We're getting a real taste of Maharal tonight. Sometimes what it seems very repetitive. Again, he's always adding a little bit more, and I'm not smart enough and nuanced enough to pick up on, again, why it sounds a little repetitive at times. This is the style of the Maharal in his writing. But again, he's hammering home this point that the seichel is lamal min hateva, and therefore, again, teva in its own, from its own viewpoint, is perfect. From lamal min hateva, it needs work. V'lakach el ha'adam ein hateva bal hashlama, and therefore, from again, in comparison to person, teva needs fixing. Gitzarach letakin mizonos shalo hachitim litchon hatibur lachtuch va'arlo lemila, and therefore, again, it's our job to what? To grind the wheat. It's our job to sever the umbilical cord. And it's our job to circumcise the baby. Let's just finish up. I know we're a little bit late tonight, but let's just finish up these last couple of lines. Va'od heishivlo. But my friends, we need to really bring it full circle. Because what did Rabbi Akiva say more than anything? Rabbi Akiva more than anything said, you know what the real answer is? The whole reason that Hashem made it this way is this is called mitzvos. This is how man refines himself. It's not just that Hashem put us in charge of fixing the world because the world needs fixing. It's through this process of fixing that we what? That we're mitzari. We refine ourselves. Again, I'll ask you the same question. Am I perfect or am I imperfect? On the one hand, well, the real I, the real me, is my soul. My soul is perfect. Elokai neshama shenasati b'tahorahi. My soul is perfect. What am I fixing? What am I working on? But my soul, in relation to the body, has work to do. So explains Rabbi Akiva. Even though this whole question of why are we not born circumcised is not even a question at all. Commotion is bar, as we will explain, as we have explained. It's not a question for another reason, as we're about to explain, coming full circle. The reason we have mitzvos, says the Maharal, is to refine us. This is our mission statement in this world. I can't emphasize it enough. We spend so much of our life doing other things. We spend so much time focusing on other things that we think are, define our life, and that's not what our life is. Ki mitzad pol Hashem yisbarach ein mila, v'zem mitzad abriya. From the perspective of created being, we need mila. Shashem yisbarach bara kol al yedei ateva, lefi ateva, raya arla. It's through Mila that we, so to speak, actualize, become aware of that possibility of being l'malam and ateva. When we do the mitzvah, we get a taste. We're reminded through every mitzvah that we do, we're reminding ourselves, I am l'malam and ateva. That's what Hashem wants with Mila. It's our way of actualizing our potential, becoming aware of our own strength, becoming mindful of the divine soul within. And if we would have been created, already circumcised, says the Maharal, then we wouldn't be able to experience that transformation. Because that refinement is rak b'davar she'eino tivi. Shatziruf hu hotza minateva. Tziruf refinement means what? Means actualizing something, bringing something beyond teva. Vezeu atziruf kamoshi is bar. And again, this idea of refining through mitzvos we'll talk about. V'chein kol ha-mitzvos shenasan Hashem yizbarach heim tziruf la'adam. Ya'adam pu'ulosav u'maitzav hotza min ha-tivi. Every mitzvah is a taste of this process of reminding myself, of elevating myself, of actualizing that possibility of being lamala min ha-teva. V'lo yimaisim shala'adam shavim m'balei chayim ativim. Because I'm not an animal, I'm much better than one. Because the natural part, the animalistic soul within me, the body of man has so much in common with an animal. Shehi tivis. And from that perspective, that's why Hashem doesn't give mitzvot to the nations of the world. The Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach is all that they need. Because for the most part, they're perfect. Perfect? Well, the what are we striving for? From the Madrega, if you're just living in that world of Teva, there's not that much to do. But if God gave you the higher mission statement of being Lamala min ha-Teva, there's a lot to do. Ve'ein kol adam roi lamal ezos, ki im ha'am asher bochar behem Hashem yizbarach, v'davar zeh od yizbar. And again, this unique challenge of trying to elevate everything, to try to bring Shemayim into Eretz, to bring Lamalim and Ateva into all of Teva as a way of fixing, a world that from Teva's perspective is perfect, but from our perspective, being charged with this divine mission, there's a lot of work to do. Okay, so we'll talk more in Yiratz Hashem and Perek Gimel, how we are, again, that driving force to elevate the world, and how we're so much greater than the animals through the performance of Torah and mitzvos.